Something I took from the conference today was Dr. Ruth talked about deception. And for me, that was something that really jumped out about when it comes to preventative care and just creating a better lifestyle from yourself.
I needed this about just her foundational topics. She specifically spoke about thinking consistent in God's word and foundationals of truth.
Can you guys allow me time to explain this? This is important. So you guys have those 5 points, or should I repeat it? Repeat? Okay. Know that God's laws are, number one, they are constant. They don't change. God doesn't change. They are impartial. They are just. They are predictable. You can know that you're going to get the results because God is not a man that he should lie. They are universal. They will work no matter where you are for whoever. And they have inherent consequences. They are consequences. Now, here are the most violated scriptures when it comes to health. And this really is everything, but now we're talking about health. 3 John 2. I read out of the Amplified. 3 John 2. Write this down. Write this scripture down. Beloved, this is God speaking. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Okay, let me explain. God created mankind as tripartite beings, consisting of a mind, body, and spirit bound together as one. Many scriptures teach that. One of them is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You are a spirit being with a soul encased in the body. If you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, your spirit is not your problem. Can I repeat that? Yeah. If you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, please quit worrying about your spirit. The Bible says, as Jesus is, so are you. The Bible says, when you accept Christ, you are given a brand new spirit. Don't worry about your spirit. You know what the issue is? It's your soul. Your soul, which is the mind, your will, and your emotion, dictate you. Right now, when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is sanctifying us, it's our soul. Because the spirit man is done, the soul needs transformation. When God said this, that, let me repeat this again. I pray in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as your soul prospers. So in order for you to be in good health, something has to happen. Your soul has to prosper. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth, friend. I want to help you today so you can receive healings in your body. Are you struggling with a disease or just struggling with receiving anything from the Lord? I believe my testimonial book will really bless you. As you know, if you are aware, I received healing from the Lord from metastasis colon cancer over 14 years ago when I was given a very poor prognosis. And today, close to 15 years, I am living and walking in divine health. So my testimonial book continues to bless thousands of people. Hundreds have received a revelation how to walk in divine health and healing from this book titled Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. I recommend you get a copy today. Even if you don't have a disease in your body, you want to be prepared when you are attacked, or you may know somebody who is struggling with some disease. God has promised us in His Word that we can receive divine healing. But do you know how? This book will really help you. Everything is straight from the Bible. So get a copy today, visit our website and get a copy. And everything you get from us goes straight into the ministry to help us to advance God's work. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon. So we thank you for getting this book that will bless you and will bless us to advance God's work. So together we are advancing the kingdom of God and spreading the good message of the gospel. Thank you. Are you getting this? And what is your soul? Your mind? Your will? Your thinking, your thought process. And your heart is in the center of your soul. You see, if you were to study Jesus' teachings, Jesus always say, if you have ears, let them hear. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart. Jesus was always trying to get people's soul. Now, I need to describe something here, how this works. I need three people out here. There's no other way I could do this. I need Angie, come. I want to illustrate this. I don't know how else to do it. Because if you get this revelation, you will overcome anything in life. Once I got this, I've been set free. Here's Angie, I need somebody else. Come on. Mm-hmm. Angie, go in the middle there. You come here. I need somebody else, come here. You. Stand here. Okay, I don't know if Mark can see me. We are tripartite beings. Spirit, soul, and body. Are you with me? This is your spirit and your soul are invisible. You cannot touch them, but you can see their manifestation through your body. Mm. Here's how it works. It's a circular process. Your spirit man is transformed. You're like Jesus Christ. Your soul is not, your body is not. In order for you to receive health and healing and prosper in every area of your life, this thing here in the middle, what is this? The soul. The soul is a mediator. The soul has to do one of two things. The soul has to conform to information that's coming from the spirit. The soul has to filter that, accept that, and then shift that information to the body, and then the body acts. Mm-hmm. Now, when you, a lot of times, we are here. We're dealing with fear, anxiety, worry, all this deception in the soul. And where does that information come from? It comes from the environment, from the five senses, from the conscious mind, dump into the subconscious, it gets into your soul, gets into your heart. Okay, you are a Christian. The spirit is sending information to the soul to say, no, you've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. The spirit is sending information to the soul to say, no, you are an overcomer in Christ. The spirit is saying, no, you can rule and have dominion over your environment. The spirit is saying, no, nothing is impossible for you. But the soul has to process that information and accept that. And then once the soul accepts that, the soul feeds that information back to the spirit. And then the spirit feeds back energy. And then the soul talks to the body to act in faith. Are you getting this?
Yes.
So the soul is a mediator. If your soul is cluttered with junk, if your soul is not submissive, if your soul is not in accordance with God's word, if your soul is rejecting what the word of God is saying, guess what? It's going to send that information to the flesh, and the flesh will be gratified. The flesh is going to say, oh, it feels good. It looks good. Let's just do it, do it, do it. And that is wrong information. And all the while, the spirit is saying, no, no, no. But because God has given you a free will, your soul is going to win over the spirit because God is a gentleman, and you're going to quench the spirit. And who suffers? You. So what's important here is the soul. The body will just do whatever you tell the body to do. So for you to enjoy good health and receive good health, the soul has to be conformed with accordance to God's word. When the soul violates God's word and choose to reject it, you quench the spirit, you gratify the flesh, you become enmity to God. You won't receive. Is this clear?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. So, your soul. You have control over your soul. The issue that we have here is with the soul. So, here's the good news.
We are only able to produce these programs because of regular financial support from viewers like yourself. So would you prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us? As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and monthly giving will enable us to produce more programs like this one, and make it possible for us to get into more television stations, thereby reaching more people with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Becoming a partner is really easy. Simply visit our website at drruthtanyi.org and sign up there. Or if you prefer, you can email, write, or call us. Also, consider helping us with a one-time donation as you are led by the Lord. We would greatly appreciate that. Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means all of your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your prayers, consideration, and donations, and we believe that God will bless you back abundantly. And remember to visit our website and obtain your copy of the Spiritual Warfare audio CD teaching and the book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? How to Excel in Your Identity in Christ.
The soul is the filtering system in the body. We cannot transform our soul on our own effort. God has given us the recipe, and I'll share that with you in a minute, how to transform the soul. So if you want to receive anything from God, when we go to session 2, all the principles I'm going to teach are going to be able to help you to overcome everything, receive everything from God, because the issue is the soul, which is why the Bible says, I'm going to repeat this scripture, conform to the patterns of this world. What does this world say? This world says that you have a genetic disorder, you're doomed. This world says that, like they told me, that nothing works, I'm going to die. That's this world. What does this world say? This world says that your environment has caused you to have a disease, you're doomed. But what does the Word of God say? Is that what the Word of God says? No. So it's up to you to renew your soul. And the way you do that is you take godly truths, you meditate on them. Meditate just means you ponder on them. You ponder on them. And then as you do that, the Holy Spirit will cleanse out your soul. And then your soul will be purified and be prepared to receive that signal from the Spirit. You're going to accept that. And then just by accepting that, the Holy Spirit will empower you to act in faith. You know what many of us do? Many Christians want to act on faith on their own effort. You can't. The Holy Spirit is the one who will enable you to act in faith. How many of you have gotten up and said, okay, I'm going to give $1,000 to that ministry. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And then 1 month later, you're like, you know why? You were doing it on your own effort. You've not dealt with your soul. You see, the power is not from you. The power has to come from the Holy Spirit. When your soul is renewed, you'll be amazed how the Holy Spirit will energize you, give you power to do all things through Christ. Many of you are trying to do on your own effort because you have an unrenewed soul. That's why you fail. Let me wrap this up here. Are you with me?
Yes.
You're quiet. That's deep, isn't it?
Yes.
That's deep.
Yes.
You're processing it, yeah.
Yes.
Many people violate this. You're not in agreement with God, yet you want godly results. You're not in agreement with God's word, yet you have this erroneous belief that God can just do whatever he wants. That's a lie. God can't. He's bound by his word. You pray. You don't see the result. You say prayer doesn't work. It works. You're not praying correctly. It works. If you know how to pray in accordance with God's will, you don't, like I was talking to Sister Leonie, you don't need to pray lengthy hours. The Bible says pray continuously. You pray throughout your day because you know your soul is being refreshed. Now, a lot of times we see a lot of these medical diseases that are primarily, every disease begins in the soul. As a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinks, so is he. When your thinking is flawed and is unfiltered, and you receive all this signal from the environment dumping into your soul, medicine call it distress. The Bible says crisis in faith because you're struggling to receive God's word. A lot of times, a lot of the emotional disorders of the anxieties, the fear, a lot of the mental issues, schizophrenia, PTSD, these are distresses in the soul. People just need truth. These drugs don't work. I don't mean to scream. This is one, and I am saying this, and this is going to be on television because it's the truth. Any doctor who is honest will tell the patients. When especially these drugs to treat emotional issues, you know what they do? They numb you. There are no cures to these emotional issues. Jesus Christ is the cure. Getting rid of your fear and your anxiety, that is the cure.
Hey, Bible students. Study the Bible with Dr. Ruth daily through her audio Bible teaching podcast program, which is a book-by-book, chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse teaching throughout the Bible, focusing on major principles and teaching you how to apply them into your life. Understand the true nature of God. Learn simple and practical ways to apply God's Word into your life and expect godly results. Grow in your relationship with God. Disciple others, plus much more. These Bible teachings continue to change countless lives daily. Some call it practical, an easy way to study God's Word. Others call it enjoyable, easy even for children to understand. Become grounded as a student of God's Word. Listen to this audio Bible teaching program at your convenience, anytime, anywhere, and learn simple and practical ways to apply God's Word into your life. The Bible teaches that only the doers of God's Word receive the blessings. So sign up for this Bible teaching program today and learn how simple it is to become a doer of God's Word. Subscribe to it today, or order one or even several books of the Bible on a USB flash drive, and start walking in God's blessings.
So what's the solution? You must submit to God. Your soul must be submissive. Here's another spiritual area where people violate. I'm going to read this. You guys can figure this one out. Proverbs 25:28 out of the Amplified. Like a city that is broken down and without walls, leaving it unprotected is a man who has no self-control over his spirit and sets himself up for trouble. Did you guys get that?
Yeah.
So what's the principle that we violate? Lack of self-control. Lack of discipline. In our thinking processes, in our lifestyle habits, in our spiritual relationship with God, we lack self-control. And you know what you do? You open the door for Satan. 1 Peter 5:8 says something. He said, be alert and be vigilant. Your enemy Satan is roaring around looking for whom to devour. Did you hear that last part? Looking for whom? He just doesn't devour everybody. When you have lack of self-control, and a lot of this in your thinking pattern, your mind is unrenewed. You just open the door for all kinds of thoughts, and then they plant ideas into your soul, and then you reject God's way, and you feed that into your flesh. You act on it. You get sick. A man shall reap what he sows. Do you guys believe this? Okay. A man shall reap what he sows. Do you guys believe this?
Yes.
I did a teaching on YouTube, and somebody sent me a question. Is it really true that the Bible says you reap what you sow? I say, oh, yes, from Genesis to Revelation. It's a law of God. I'll give you one right now. Galatians 6:7-11. You reap what you sow. If you are going to plant all those negative thoughts into your soul, you're going to reap what? Negative consequences. If you plant godly thoughts into your soul, you will reap what? Godly results. God is what? Impartial. You are the mediator. You decide which way you want to go. So God says that we must overcome this deception. It's simple but challenging. I want to leave you with a recipe how we're going to do this in session 2. We must overcome deception. Let me read the remainder of what Jesus said. Earlier, I read part of that scripture. Let me read the rest to you. John 8:31-32. This is how God says we must overcome this deception about our health. To the Jews who had believed him. Now, Jesus was talking to people who had believed him. So right now he's talking to all of us, believers. Here's what he said. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. A lot of times we just quote that last part. We forget the first part. That's why when we study the Bible, we have to put it in context. Can I read that first part again? This is not automatic, you see. It doesn't work like that. This is another area where people violate God's law. She says, if you hold to my teaching, if you were to study this in Greek, if you were to meditate in my teaching, if you were to be submissive to my teachings, if you were to receive my teachings, if you were to allow the Holy Spirit to transform you with my teachings, then you will allow the Holy Spirit to release the truth in your soul, then you will be set free. What is truth? Jesus said, my words are truth. What is truth? Who is truth? Jesus Christ. So the truth does not set anybody free. Listen, it's if you believe in the truth, you hold on to the truth, you take the truth, you filter your soul, you allow the Holy Spirit to do his job, then you will be set free. Don't you know people who've come to church for 40 years, they are still dealing with pornography, thievery, lying, and they say they are Christians? You know why? Because they are missing, they are violating the first part of that scripture. That Jesus said, if you hold to my truth, they are listening, but it's not working for them. Why? Because their soul is cluttered. Are you getting this? So here's the ingredient. Write this down. Number one, 5 ingredients for God's truth to work for you. There are 2 types of truth. You guys give me, do I have 5 more minutes here? There are 2 types of truth. You must know this. There are 2 types of truth in existence. The first truth I call with a capital T. I discussed this in my book also. Truth from the word of God, he's the ultimate source of truth and wisdom. There's really only one truth, the truth from the word of God, but it's what I call pseudo-truth. The pseudo-truths are variables that we as doctors, we measure in the lab. Your blood test results, your cholesterol level, what you can see, feel, or touch. There are 2 types of truths. I'm talking about truth with a capital T, God's truth. So keep that in mind. 5 ingredients for God's truth, a capital T, to work for you. Number one, you must have a willing, submissive spirit. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You see, the thing about submission, like I did that illustration here, you don't have to work hard at it. When we get to session 2, we'll talk about how to renew that mind and prepare your soul to just receive life. It's easy. Oh, gosh. And I'll give you guys some tips in session 2 that really helps me. It is so easy, you guys will be amazed. When the Holy Spirit started teaching me this just 2 years ago, how to just live in divine health, I'm like, oh my God, this is not difficult. Because the Holy Spirit is just doing it. I'm not going to get into session 2. I'm tempted to just say it, but I'm going to wait. It's not difficult. The biggest thing is submission. Because God's biggest problem is what? Man's free will. God has given you a free will because he loves you. If God did not give you a free will, then he wouldn't be loved. God is love. When love is present, a free will must be offered so people can choose. You decide. Your free will is what's preventing God from doing what he wants to do in your life. Which is why the Bible says that we should look unto Jesus. He was submissive. Number 2, you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's the change agent. Many of you are trying to change without the Holy Spirit. Impossible. When you start to learn to live and walk with the Holy Spirit, your life will be so, wow. You're going to say, this is a Christian life. Many people are not submissive to God. They want to do it their way and they want God to bless it. We just went over God's laws. He doesn't operate like that. You need the Holy Spirit. Number 3, you need the true medicine, the word of God, because the word of God purifies, the word of God sanctifies, the word of God is your cleanser of your soul. Number 4, you must believe. You must believe. Jesus said something in John 5. He was talking to the Pharisees. He said, how can you believe when you seek honor from others
and you do not seek the glory of God. What is Jesus saying? Believing, a lot of people say, I want faith. No, you need to believe. Okay. When you believe, truthfully believe, as you allow the Holy Spirit to purify and sanctify your soul, you believe in God's word, change will happen effortlessly. If you cannot believe God's report, you will not value it. It won't work for you. The same degree of value you attach to God's word is what you get out. Number five, you need patience. It's a process. It's a process of sanctification. It's a process of purification. But guess what? It's for your own good. Many Christians are too impatient about everything. I wrote a book called To Endure With Joy last year that has helped hundreds of people. It's my story, how I endured 5 years, trusting God to get that report physically cancer-free. Even though God had revealed in my heart I was cancer-free, my body was still sick for 5 years. And the doctor's report still showed cancer. How did I endure? Do you guys know what 5 years is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, you get weary trying to trust God. You get weary. You start to want to die. You start to ask questions. Is this worth it? Am I really in faith? But you know how I was able to endure? I never took my eyes off of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. And the things I will share with you guys in session two were the things I did. And God has just taken me now to a deeper level because I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to do it for me. Before, I would say, Holy Spirit, I would do the confession, but God has taught me how to just every day surrender, every day submit, every day believe. And this is possible. We need to be patient because how long did it take for your soul to receive all that junk? And people want to just come to God and they want God to just turn it around. God is willing, but God has to work with you. And in the process, He's preparing you for a deeper message. He's preparing you for a deeper journey. He's preparing you to help other people, which is why Jesus said in the parable of the growing seed that the kingdom of God operates in what we call seed time and harvest. What do? You take the seed, the word of God, the perfect, incorruptible word of God, you plant it into your soul. You allow the Holy Spirit to purify the junk. You sleep. You don't know what's happening, but change is taking place. Little by little, the fear is gone. The anxiety is gone. The doubting is gone. Your perspective is changing. And then one day you get up, you said, you know what? I'm not even worried about it anymore. That's the harvest. Yeah. It's like I was talking to Nancy at church last Sunday that you came to my conference last year. You were telling me how you're seeing change little by little. And when I even saw Nancy a few months ago, I said, Nancy, you look glowy. You could tell the difference when God is doing a work in your heart. We have to be patient because God is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. When you are submitting to God's word, God will do it. God is going to, it will come to pass. You don't worry about when, you just trust God because it will happen at the right time. God is never late. Do we believe that?
No, never late.
So, now, in conclusion to this section, I want to say that, you know what? What I have explained in this session, I really recommend you go back and re-listen because I went over a lot of information and you may not remember. If you can just receive what I just said, honestly, I believe that for most of you here, that deception has been removed, and what happens is that your soul is open and ready now to receive the truth. And until the deception is removed, the Holy Spirit won't have a chance to help it. So the deception now has been removed. Do you guys receive this in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. And then in part two, I will discuss 10 keys to walking in and living in divine health. That applies to this ingredient, how you would do it, okay? So did you guys receive today from the Lord?
Yes.
So before I just pray real quick, is there something I said here today that was new to somebody that the Holy Spirit really spoke to you? You don't have to be ashamed now. Was there something that you got a revelation from the Holy Spirit about a deception? Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm seeing a lot of heads, almost everybody. You know, yes. Father, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank you for your word, which is alive right now. I thank you that you've spoken to people's hearts and people have received this. I pray, Father God, as this seed has been planted, you will begin to do that work of transformation. They are ready to be cleansed, to be purified, to receive your divine health and healing. We thank you because you are able to do these things. We ask all this in Jesus' name, and everybody says,
Amen.
Interested in learning about your health from a holistic approach? Then we have what you need, the Biblical Preventive Health Magazine with Dr. Ruth. This quarterly magazine focuses on addressing your health from a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit. You have heard what medicine has to say about a host of diseases plaguing people today, but do you know what the Bible says? In this magazine, you will learn how to view your health from a biblical perspective and how to incorporate practical medical lifestyle remedies and biblical solutions to overcome diseases. Don't be confused anymore with all the conflicting information out there about health. Obtain this magazine and become equipped with accurate, holistic health information from true and experienced professionals. Receiving your healing from the Lord, boosting your immune system, changing behaviors, and adopting lifelong healthier habits, incorporating healthy eating daily, attaining wholeness of the mind, body, and spirit, using medications and supplements wisely, plus much more. This magazine is unique, and you can only obtain it through us by visiting our website, drruthtanya.org. Get a copy of each edition today, or you can subscribe to it annually.
Thank you.